Hello, everybody. The five worst covered call ETFs in the market. Let's begin. All right. So the five worst covered call ETFs in the market. Covered call ETFs are a type of exchange-traded fund ETF that generates income by selling call options on a basket of stocks. This strategy allows investors to generate income.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
While still participating in the upside potential of the underlying stocks, there are a number of covered call ETFs available in the market, each with its own unique characteristics. However, not all covered call ETFs are created equal. Some ETFs are better suited for certain investors than others. Here are the five worst covered call ETFs in the market. I think you'll find this very illuminating. A lot of you people. What do you mean, you people? Just kidding. Anyway, all right. So here are the five worst covered call ETFs in the market. Are you ready? At number one, we're just going to do number one. We're going to do QYLD, the Global X NASDAQ 100 covered call ETF. The QYLD is the most popular covered call ETF in the market. However, it is also one of the worst performers. The QYLD has the highest dividend yield of 12.5%, but it has also underperformed the NASDAQ 100 index by a wide margin over the past 5 years. QYLD, personally, speaking off the cuff, is not one of my favorite ones. I'm a big XYLD fan. That is my favorite one. And me personally, but anyway, let's keep rolling through the list. Number two, Global X Russell 2000 covered call ETF, the RYLD. RYLD is another popular covered call ETF. However, it has also underperformed the Russell 2000 index by a wide margin over the past 5 years. RYLD has a high dividend yield of 13.2%, but it also had a high expense ratio of 0.60. So, yeah, expense ratios can be a pain in the butt if they're too high, but in certain situations like this, I do like to cover. I like covered call ETFs. I do actually like the RYLD, but it definitely has underperformed by a wide margin. Anyway, let's continue on. The next one is Global X S&P 500 Covered Call and Growth ETF, XYLG. The XYLG is a covered call ETF that tracks the performance of the CBOE S&P 500 Buy Rate and Growth Index. The XYLG has a high dividend yield of 10.8%, but it has also had a high expense ratio of 0.65%. So I don't know. It's a XYLG. Yeah, it's a weird one. And then at number four, we have Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. But I don't know if it's the same one. But Nationwide NASDAQ 100 Risk Managed Income ETF. It's the NUSI. The NUSI is a covered call ETF that tracks the performance of the NASDAQ 100 Risk Managed Income Index. NUSI has a high dividend yield of 12.5%, but it has also had a high expense ratio of 0.65%. At number five, ProShares Ultra Pro short QQQ ETF and SQQQ. So the SQQQ is not a traditional covered call ETF. Instead, it is a leveraged ETF that seeks to deliver three times the inverse daily performance of the NASDAQ 100 index. The SQQ has a high dividend yield of 12.5%, but it is also very risky. The research I did on that actually might be a little bit off. So number five may be a weird one, but it is a leveraged one, I will admit. Overall, I don't know if number five actually belongs on the list. The more I think about it, but I needed to add something to number five. So you could take number five, take it or leave it, and do what you will with it. But anyway, the conclusion is covered call ETFs can be a good option for investors who are looking for a steady stream of income. However, it is important to choose the right ETF for your investment goals. The ETFs listed above, at least in what I've listed above, are all poor performers and should be avoided. If you are looking for a covered call ETF, it is important to do your research and choose an ETF that has a low expense ratio and a track record of outperforming the underlying index. Also, none of this is financial advice. This is only for education because I do like to educate and teach. It's something I'm very passionate about. And I hope you guys really enjoyed this one. I'm going to try to do another video here in a few moments, but I'm trying to make 7 minute videos, kind of 7 to 8 minute videos, and kind of rolling with it, just seeing what I could pull off. And that's the fun part about it. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for your time. I just hope you have yourselves an incredible rest of the day. Later. Okay, maybe. Do I want to end it now? Yeah, I want to end it now. Let's roll on to the next video, boys and girls.